are you and what are you doing here?
Hi, everybody.
Well, what are we waiting for?
This is fantastic.
Hello, hello, hello.
This will only hurt for 22 minutes.
It's very early. I may have to hurt you. Call me in 5 minutes.
This is something that is treatable. This is something that is fixable.
Hey, this is not a test.
Oh, my God, it's early.
Mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Yeah, we made it. It's official. Welcome to Trumpland. Hey, we'll take on the cultural cacophony with music and musings for our new normal. Heavy on the music, including your forgotten 45 and classic track requests. They're all in the mix. And we'll take it on the Trumpster, talking about the size and tone of his inaugural. What about those marches, those massive women's march over the weekend? And the executive orders, he's been busy with the pen. We'll talk about that. Let's do it. If you're listening live, it is Tuesday, January 24th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east, number in motion 347-857-4505. Hey, the Twitter feed is busting at the seams 24-7. Chime in when it works for you at AB Writes. Facebook page open, too, so tells us our social media maven Aurora in the booth with our producer Trudy Hart, raring to go. How about you? Show today brought to you in part by Geico. Find out how 15 minutes or less it saves you 15% or more on your car insurance at geico.com. Also, by Audiophile, the rest of yours with everything you want to hear, from music to books to podcasts at Audiophile. And by PopNet, arts, culture, and conversation on air, online. PopNet features select editions of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and also select conversations. We had some great opportunities to chat about the Women's March over the weekend, et cetera, in a pair of conversations on Saturday and Monday. So more of that all to come. But in the meantime, you know it, grab yourself that cup of joe, because whether we like it or not, there's been a changing of the guard. We have to live with it. These things open with Dylan on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
hope we know all our parts. Should we try?
Cross your fingers, men.
Young American. make me break down and cry.
David Bowie on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, an Not So Forgotten classic track for Dondi. Thanks for chiming in. Also, Springsteen, Fogerty, Maness, and others assembled live for the Elvis Costello classic, What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, back in 2004, the Concert for Change, to try to push forth the John Kerry presidency, which never was, and Changing of the Guards from Dylan. Indeed, like it or not, kids, we're in Trump land. Ooh, bigly. Weekend was nuts, right? I mean, off to a Trumpy bumpy start on Friday with the speech that had neo-fascistic tendencies, certainly not unifying, not calling out to those close to 3 million more who did not vote for him, putting America first, all that stuff, you heard it, and then insisting that the inaugural was the best attended in history, period, which obviously wasn't the case due to stats and also just people watching what was going on, where the protests, there were some violent outbursts on Friday. Fortunately, nothing like that happened on Saturday with the Women's March. We will lead the way, ladies, right? Millions of people, not only in Washington, D.C., New York City, L.A., but all across this country and the world, in fact, and no reports of violence or arrests, I believe. So good stuff. And we'll talk more about actions that can be taken now that this movement is mobilized in force, because we've got lots to mobilize against. Trump, you know, off the rail, sent out Sean Spicer to mimic him like a mini-me with a petulant statement. He dialed it back a bit yesterday in his first official presser, handled himself pretty well from all accounts, so he's back in the good graces of the press and hopefully the American public, because trust is a key. Kellyanne Conway, God bless her, not only did she appear at the inauguration in an outfit that could be, best be described as alternative fashion sense, a bellhop on steroids, but she's looking haggard already. I don't know if she's going to make it for 4 years. And, of course, the infamous alternative facts line, which translates, Merriam-Webster actually trolled her on Twitter yesterday, facts usually has been called lies. Yeah, I mean, alternative facts, lies. So on we go. But, you know, and Trump had this rambling speech at the CIA behind the Wall of Sacrifice. He bragged about how many times he was on the cover of Time magazine. So crazy stuff. But we're going to talk in a few minutes about his executive orders and what impact they may have on your lives and the lives of people around this country and the world, in fact. It's pretty serious stuff. Michael Moore was right. Action will be called for beyond the marches, and we'll talk about that. Also, by the way, Oscar nominations, lots of other things. Hey, tweet in. AB writes, listening live on Tuesday, January 24, 347-857-4505. Good. Something's happening here beyond my voice working funny. You know, but that's fine.
And the river opens for the righteous. 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 And the river opens for the righteous someday. On my mind, said what I believe in my soul, ain't what I see with my eyes, and we can't turn our back this time. I am a patriot, and I love my country, because my country is all I know. I wanna be with my
your conversation.
Right. Attacking. climb on board or get run down. And it was crazy. There were grown men fights over segregation and civil rights. Martin Luther King, KKK, George C. Wallace, and LBJ. And when the National Guard came in, I thought the world was gonna end. It was crazy.
Gem of a song, Crazy in Alabama, singing about another turbulent time in our history on the Amy Beth Arcuri Show. Alabama shakes. I don't want to fight. I think we may have to. And I Am a Patriot from Jackson Browne. Staple singers putting their soulful spin on that Buffalo Springfield classic for what it's worth. That one for Kyle. And now for Lenora via Twitter, who chimes in. Hey, thanks so much for the great music and your words. It inspires and pushes us on. We need it. Mm-hmm. We're getting there, Lenora. We are. Hey, weigh in on your thoughts. Twitter feed AB writes, if you're listening live, Tuesday the 24th of January, 9 a.m. Well, it's not 9 a.m. anymore. It's 9:23 right out west. 347-857-4505 is the number to chime in. Facebook page open. PopNetChat, I think, is also open. Go to your usual places and let us know what you're thinking about. As things are happening fast and furiously, Michael Moore said it was going to happen, and boy, oh boy, unfortunately, he was right. Yeah, Trump had that crazy weekend where he was kind of going off the rails, and as Sean Spicer says, he's demoralized by the narrative in the press about him, which is crazy enough. But let's not talk about his psychology right now, because we really have to talk about what he's doing with his pen, the executive orders. Yesterday, the global gag order, which prohibits, get this, federal and funding and foreign aid for any organization that not only offers abortion services, but any family planning. So that means birth control too, right? So there'll be more unintended pregnancies around the world. There'll probably be more unsafe abortions being conducted. So it's bad news. Just bad news right there. Today, two strokes of the pen also signing on with the caveat of renegotiating the terms of the Keystone Pipeline and the Dakota Pipeline. So, of course, he says a lot of jobs will be created. May be true, but what about the environment? What's going on here? These are things we have to be vigilant about. He signed some murky thing the other day about the Affordable Care Act, I think on Friday, which not completely overturning it, but some kind of weird language that said if there's any undue burden on anybody, which kind of people think there's an inference there about that you can make about the mandate. And if the mandate goes away, the whole thing falls apart. So is this something which is murky and not thought out or very well thought out? Because then if, in fact, things start to unravel faster in the insurance marketplace, they can blame it on Obamacare. See, it was untenable and we have to do something else. But what will that be? I mean, as we speak now, there's a second round of hearings going on for HHS Secretary Tom Price, who is under a cloud with his stock dealings and insider trading and all that, but he'll probably get appointed. And he has already been on record as wanting to repeal Obamacare in a big way. And, in fact, he wants to repeal Medicare. I mean, we're looking at things that really could impact a lot of people's lives in a very negative way. So good for everybody who came out on Saturday. This movement is just beginning, and there are lots of things that you can do, and a couple of things we want to talk about. The Women's March, and I will post this, of course, on our social media places, womensmarch.com. They have 10 actions for the first 100 days of the Trump presidency. You know, they say congratulations on January 21st. Over 5 million of us, I think it was even more than that, worldwide, and over 1 million in Washington, D.C., came to march to speak, to make our voices heard. But it doesn't end here. Now it's time not to hang up our marching shoes. It's time to get our friends, our family, our community together and to make history. Every 10 days, we will take action on this issue we care about. It starts now. The first action, they say, is to write a postcard to your senators about what matters to you and how you're going to continue to fight for it in the days, weeks, and months ahead. Now, they're offering printable postcards for you to download. Again, I will give you the link. You can go it alone or consider inviting some friends, neighbors, fellow marchers over for a drink or dinner sometime in the next 10 days to talk about your experience. Fill out those postcards. Get your cards. Get the official card printed. Design your own or be one of 10,000 people who can get a free Women's March postcard using their Ink Cards app. Again, all on that website. If you have the equipment, you can print them at home or take them to a local place that does it. And make the cards your own. Write down your thoughts. Pour out your heart about the issues that you care about, whether it's ending gender-based violence, reproductive rights, the environment, women's health, LGBTQ rights, workers' rights, civil rights. Get to it and make your voices known. We'll print this for you. We'll talk about some of the others coming up. But get out there. The action doesn't stop with just the march. And by the way, speaking of the march, I mean, where are people now shaming each other whether they went to the march or they didn't go to the march? I didn't go to the march. I'm not a marching type person, but I'm behind the scenes doing things. I was talking about the events of the inauguration and the march, both on Saturday and on Monday. Those people who were kind of bridging the gap between the media and others places do both sometimes. I mean, there were a lot of celebrities out there. Interesting, Donald Trump's tweet, which I thought was actually pretty telling and kind of spot on in a way, where he said, "I don't understand why people are marching. We have the election. Why didn't these people vote?" He was so shocked, I think, at the turnout and how many more people came out to protest than came to watch his inaugural. Well, yeah, in some cases, I wonder. Not everybody in that crowd voted, right? A lot of people did, but some people didn't. I think a lot of people sat it out because they didn't realize it was going to happen. There was a false sense of complacency among the Clinton supporters. There was a soft support for Hillary Clinton that people didn't realize how much the world was going to shake up in such a way if Trump got elected, and they didn't think it was going to happen. So there were all kinds of these things, but we can't play the blame game now. It's too late. We got to mobilize. We got to get into it. But later, somebody talked him into writing a tweet that said, you know, "I respect the process and people have a right to speak out." So he's working on it, I guess, but he's dealing with his own issues, and we'll talk about that another time. Right now, we've got to get down to business. But I don't think people should shame each other. There was a thing about Taylor Swift, who apparently didn't go to the marches but tweeted something about congratulating people who did and in praise of it. And she's getting a lot of guff from people who said, "Hey, you know, she's hypocritical. She should be out there." Sunny Hostin on The View, who sometimes – I like Sunny Hostin, don't get me wrong, but she can get on her high horse sometimes. She said, well, she's obligated because she's in this lofty position, and that's not true. You're elevated by your celebrity to a platform that may make some noise and may influence people if you so choose to use it. You don't have to use it if you don't want to. And I don't think anybody can call anybody out on it. And that's what Whoopi Goldberg needs to be in that chair, because that's exactly what Whoopi said, basically. Everybody does their own thing. Not everybody does the same thing. And by the way, marching is wonderful, but it's not the only thing, and we can't stop here. But don't call each other out on things. I mean, people do what they can do in their own measure. Everybody has a right. This is the point of the free country. But if you feel empowered, you know, and you need to be emboldened and empowered to take action however you see fit to do it and whatever measure you're comfortable with and that you can swing and you can manage in your own life. Everybody has their own thing. Have at it that way. But let's not turn against each other. That's not the time, I don't think, for that. You angry? Do something about it. Get out there. Twitter feed AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505. Bridget chiming in on Twitter. Amazing. Saw lots of folks in Salt Lake City yesterday. They went from D.C. to the legislature. Yeah, there was a big, I saw that on TV. I think it was snowing out there, and a lot of people who had been in D.C. over the weekend were marching on their own state capitol in Salt Lake City. So there were a lot of red pockets that were bursting at the seams, too, places like Alaska and Mississippi. I mean, you know, Oklahoma, all these places. There was one gal who told me, I think from Mississippi, she said, I thought I was all alone here. Yeah, you know, when you're blue in a red state, it's real. You can have those red state blues for sure. So get mobilized. Sometimes you got to get angry, people. You're the Bare Naked Ladies. Good job.
You see the happy people, they just I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot, and Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one, there'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia, don't wanna hurt no kangaroo. We're building all American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London, boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, we'll just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. Wear a Japanese kimono, baby, be a pair of shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow, so let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
Brother, now I've heard everything.
I'd like to bring out the woman who's responsible for my presidency. God bless her. That's right, Kellyanne Connolly.
Conway.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. So Melania, Kellyanne, whatever. As you know, there's nothing that could possibly stop me now.
Well, there is just one thing, Mr. Trump. He's up in his tower all night long, ranting and roaring like an orange King Kong. Soon his enemies will feel the heat every time the Donald goes
tweet, tweet, tweet.
Someone stop him.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Can we block him?
Tweet, Taiwan tweet.
Watch out for Donald, cause he's really on a tear tonight. He pounds his opponents, punts and press, calling them
pathetic, you're a loser, a mess.
This one is crooked, that one cray cray. 140 characters can go a long way.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
With his devices.
Tweet, you're a loser, tweet.
Maybe Melania can make everything come out alright. If I can start my cyberbullying campaign tonight.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
That's a groove.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
and the devil called my name,
when I was just a boy,
I say now, who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy.
She rocked me like the rock, oh baby.
moment that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Trump personality, living color on the Amy Beth Arkowitz show. Whew.
That's stuff indeed. There goes Ryman. Simon Loves Me Like a Rock for Bryn. That great album. And drop the big one now, Political Science from Randy Newman. Bare Naked Ladies, too, and Angry People for Donovan. Thanks so much for chiming in with all your requests. If you're angry, get out there and do something. Oh, and the Capitol Steps, too, having some fun with Trump's bad tweeting, and Melania saving the day with her cyberbullying campaign. And Melania Trump under the gun these days again because, you know, people were giving her a pass. They were saying, you know, she's being exposed for things that happened in her past, like the nude photographs, perhaps, and her commentary about Donald Trump and his disgusting comments about women as being boys will be boys, locker room talk, plagiarizing Michelle Obama's speech. By the way, did she return the speech in that Tiffany's box? That's what a lot of people were wondering. But a new tape has resurfaced from a few years ago where Melania appeared on the old Joy Behar cable TV show in which she is staunchly demanding to see President Obama's birth certificate. So, yeah, she is fair game, I guess, because she's in it. She's the first lady. She did sign on. Whether she wanted to do this or not, she's agreeing to it, so she's in there. On the other hand, lay off the little kid, the first young son, Barron Trump, who's 10 years old. He should be off limits. A lot of people were giving a lot of blowback on social media with his behavior at the inauguration. He was fidgeting. He looked disinterested. There was some talk about him maybe being autistic from Rosie O'Donnell and other quarters with his actions. Listen, we don't know, and we can't diagnose from a distance, okay, number one. Number two, it's none of our business. Kids should be off limits. Kids. Little kids should be off limits, not the adult kids like Eric, Donald Jr., and Ivanka, who were involved actively in the campaign, the business, all the conflict of interest, and, in fact, in the governing, too, when it comes to Ivanka and her husband, Jared Kushner. So those folks are in the mix. But the young son, Barron, off limits, and Tiffany, for that matter, even though she's an adult at this point, you know, she's not really that vocal. I guess she was a little bit in the campaign, but not that much. Maybe she'll be off limits, too. You know, people who are behind the scenes and not, you know, off stage, so to speak. But the young son, definitely. And Chelsea Clinton, who knows what she's talking about, because she was about 12, I think, when she first hit the White House, took to Facebook yesterday to defend Barron Trump, and also, as the clever politician's daughter, wove in a few things that were interesting, where she said, really, kids have a right to be kids, let him have a childhood. And by the way, though, all children need to be protected by the president's actions when it comes to health care, education, etc. So she got a little dig in there by taking a side. But I agree, kids are off limits, so got enough ammunition to go against Donald Trump and what he's doing and may do to this country. Stay on that side. Don't start picking on the kids. That's just not right, I think. I mean, Chelsea Clinton, by the way, got under the gun on Saturday Night Live. They did pick on her for a while, and that was a very awkward age. You know, she was growing up and going through adolescence. Then somebody said, hey, hands off, and eventually they stopped. But for a while, I think they did take pot shots at her. Speaking of Saturday Night Live, there was a writer for Saturday Night Live, I don't know the name of the woman, who has been suspended, quote-unquote, indefinitely because she apparently tweeted something derogatory and used an image of Barron Trump. That, again, I know comedy is out there, and comedians and satirists, you know, they ride that line, and I think we need them now more than ever. But lay off the kids. Kids should be off limits. I'm not saying this person should be fired. She did issue an apology, maybe give her a couple weeks suspension. I mean, whatever, but keep it in mind. I mean, we don't want to suppress the media. We don't want to suppress the artists. This is not a time for that. First Amendment is in full swing, and you take your chances, and sometimes you cross the line. But be mindful. Again, I always say I don't believe in censorship, but I do believe in self-censorship. We have a right to curtail what we say and what we put out there into the universe, and that's just something to keep in mind. My opinion, yours, Twitter feed, AB Wrights, phone line 347-857-4505. I've been talking long enough. Let's go to some of these things. Not a good situation, people. I am so disheartened, so says Karen. She says people didn't know what they were getting into, or did they? They should have. Yeah, well, they should have. I agree. But, you know, we can't start going backwards. We have to move forwards from where we are. Raging Bull says, I was a Republican before Trump rose to power. He is using Hitler's playbook, and the people better fight back or we are doomed. Hitler and his followers took control of the media and only produced Nazi propaganda. Look for it in speeches, newspapers, magazines. You know, I say this is alarmist, except take a look at that press conference. Now, to his credit, Sean Spicer stayed there for a long time. He took questions from everybody. It took a while, though, to get around to the so-called mainstream media. New York Post, a New York City tabloid that is owned by Rupert Murdoch and supports Donald Trump, got the first question out of the box, talked about building the wall. The second question went to the Christian Broadcasting Network, talked about overturning abortions. So just be mindful of who's getting the attention. And I'm not saying these people shouldn't get questions, allowed to have the questions, but what about the other outlets? And let's see who gets isolated, and let's see who gets maybe kicked out of the room. They were talking about moving the press corps to another building. That hasn't happened yet. I mean, again, let's not panic, but let's be mindful, and let's be watchful, and let's you know, stay vigilant. And that's why this march was such a positive thing, and all the actions that will come from here on in are also going to be very useful. John says, Trump's use of the term the people is a warning sign and dangerous propaganda. Again, propaganda is a good word to be used. We're going to have a guest coming on the show, Eldon Taylor, who is an author and a neuropsychologist, I think he calls himself, someone who has written several books, one that I'm reading right now, that really talks about how you can, where you got where you are in your mindset and how you can change that to make the changes you want in your life. But he also talks about things, I don't know if he uses the phrase of neuro-linguistic programming yet, I haven't read the whole book, but there is that concept, and you know, we've talked about it in this show, of kind of group hypnosis, where people are programming Trump, whether he did it intentionally or accidentally, has backed into a way of using very short sentences, phrases over and over again, catchphrases, and lulling some people, and what I call the gaslighting of America. So be blind, you know, watchful of this. When are they going to manipulate the statistics on jobs and those kinds of things? And of course, that speech, a lot of people said was grim and was horrible. But did he use the word American carnage, that phrase, for a reason? Because yes, if things improve ever so slightly or just stay the same, he will say he's improving them. These are things to look for. And I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but you've got to mobilize some of your friends, and you've got to have people wake up and look at it. And I wonder if people's lives actually don't improve personally. Are they going to hold Trump accountable, or are they going to say, hey, you know, he's working on it, let's give him another 4 years? Just be mindful of this. And same thing with the health care, I think. By kind of easing this thing on the mandate and making it squishy, and if the marketplace falls apart, they can blame it on Obamacare instead of taking the reins themselves, and we can be in a real deep dish ditch. I'm proud of the folks who are standing guard in the Senate, who are asking tough questions despite the fact they don't have the numbers to overturn and denounce people like Tillerson and Price and DeVos. It'll be very unlikely for anybody to not get pushed through. But to ask those questions and to be on record as holding these people accountable, it might help in 2018 and it might help in 2020. So keep going and keep this movement moving and keep these actions going. We're going to post all this stuff. We're going to keep talking about it. It's a real deal, and we're all in it because we're all going to be affected by it. So I don't want to have recriminations and start arguing with people about what you did or didn't do. That time has passed. Now we're here, and we've got to move forward, and we've got to take it seriously. Your take, I want to hear it. A.B. writes on the Twitter feed, phone line 347-857-4505. I'm gabbing so much these, so I want to get to the Oscar nominations too. Billy says, Trump goes to the CIA, lies to their faces, blame media, but the CIA knows he tweeted this. This is an earlier tweet that Donald Trump had tweeted on January 11th. Intelligence agencies should never have allowed this fake news to leak into the public. One last shot at me. Are we living in Nazi Germany? Yes, exactly. He wants people to believe, who are you believing, me or your lying eyes? Same thing with the inauguration when they show pictures of President Obama's 2009 inauguration versus his, how many more people actually showed up. Blame the rain. Blame whatever you want to blame, but don't lie to people and do it so boldly. If you're going to lie, be it selectively. I think he can't help himself. He's a pathological liar. I mean, we've got some real issues with this guy. He is the oldest man to be sworn into president, and he is arguably, I think, the most immature person we've ever had with a whole host of psychological issues attached to it. But we got business to take care of, and unfortunately he's there, and we just got a deal. We just have got deal. All right, last three nominations before we run out of time. I do want to get to this because it was a pretty big historic day. Lots of diversity this year and lots of great movies, among them Fences, Denzel Washington's directorial effort of the great August Wilson play. Hacksaw Ridge, which brings Mel Gibson back into the mix as the Best Director nominee. Also, Arrival got a nominee, Hell or High Water, Hidden Figures. I just saw that over the weekend. Inspiring, important film. African-American women and their role in the space program. Lots of folks don't know about this. It's a great movie now, though. It's getting lots of attention, breaking the box office. Some of the stars have actually gone out and bought out theaters in underprivileged areas in Houston, in Los Angeles, in Philadelphia, Chicago. I think Taraji P. Henson did that in Chicago, where she's living now, over the weekend to get people to get a chance to see this great film, and I recommend it. La La Land, of course, that may be the favorite. A lot of folks talking about that movie. Lion, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight. All very respected films on the list there. They only made 9. They could have gone to 10, right? The actor in leading role, Casey Affleck for Manchester by the Sea, Andrew Garfield, Hacksaw Ridge, Ryan Gosling, La La Land, Viggo Mortensen, Captain Fantastic, and Denzel Washington in Fences. Interestingly enough, Denzel did not get a directing nod. Other directors were Damien Chazelle for La La Land, Mel Gibson, Hacksaw Ridge, Barry Jenkins, Moonlight, Kenneth Lonergan, Manchester by the Sea, and Denis Villeneuve for Arrival. Now, the actress roles, here we go. Isabel Ubert for Elle, Ruth Negga for Loving, another good movie.
Natalie Portman for Jackie, Emma Stone for La La Land, and picking up the rear, Ms. Meryl Streep. It's her umpteenth nomination for Lawrence Foster Jenkins. I don't think she's going to win, but she always gets nominated. The supporting actor nominations, Rashella Ali, mixing up that, I ruined that name for Moonlight, I'm sure. Jeff Bridges, Hell or High Water, Lucas Hedges, Manchester by the Sea, Dev Patel, Lion, and Michael Shannon for Nocturnal Animals. Supporting actress, Viola Davis, the amazing Viola Davis. This could be her year. She just won the Golden Globe for Fences. She is the first African-American woman to get 3 Oscar nominations, I am told, so that's exciting. Naomi Harris also got a nomination for Moonlight, Nicole Kidman for Lion, Octavia Spencer, ooh, was she great in Hidden Figures, but they were also good in that movie. She also, of course, has the Oscar, the Best Supporting Oscar from Help, and Michelle Williams, Manchester by the Sea. So those are just some of the original ones. And a whole list. We'll post that for you as well. So we'll talk about that. Snubs, anybody? Let me know your take on the Oscar nominations and snubs. We may have more time on Friday for that. But Twitter feed, open for you. AB Wright's phone line is 347-857-4505. So lots more diversity here with a lot more African-American actors, black actors. I think there were 6 that got nominations. 16 nominations for La La Land, I'm told. So that should be the – I guess that's the favorite to win a lot of the big stuff, but we'll see. But Hidden Figures, go see it. Inspirational, uplifting. It'll make you feel good about this country and people in the country and what people can do. And a lot of people, there's so many stories out there that are not told. And maybe our job is, for those of us who are writers, is to tell some of those stories. So I'm going to get on it myself and see what inspiring stories I can tell. Speaking of intriguing stories, I don't know about inspiring, but certainly intriguing if you're looking for some escapist enlightenment on the small tube. Small screen. The Young Pope, the new HBO limited series. I'm not sure how many parts there are, but they run it Sunday and Monday, back-to-back episodes since last week, with Jude Law, Diane Keaton, a cast of very intriguing characters about this guy who's a young American cardinal who becomes Pope, and his psychology and what he's really up to and his agenda. It all plays out in a fascinating, it's very interesting because it's something like I've never quite seen before. Somebody told me it's sort of like Twin Peaks or so many weird things going on. It's different than anything. It's just really strange, but fascinating so far. I don't know if there's going to be a big payoff. As I said, I'm not sure how many episodes there are. I got to check that out, but it's fascinating. Watch it on HBO or look for it later, I guess, on some form of demand or DVD because all these things work out that way if you don't get it, but fascinating to watch. And for those of us who are kind of saying we got to take a break from all this crazy news, that's a way to go. On the other hand, the news is overwhelming, and we got to do something about it sometimes, too. I get that. Twitter feed, AB Wright's phone line, 347-857-4505. Let's squeeze in a few more tweets here if we can. Do we want to do the Oscars? Do we have anything on the Oscars? No. Okay. I've got nothing on the Oscars. Thank you, Aurora. we do have a few more from the Trump thing. Amanda says, alternative facts, lying, but with more syllables. Trump and Conway. Yeah, well, yeah, I get it, right? but Scott says, hey, friendly reminder for Dems, if you live in any state, even the ones that protest as Trump is your POTUS. We know it. We get it. Believe me, we get it. Acceptance, again, acceptance and respect are two different things. We can accept it. We don't have to respect it, and we don't have to just sit back and just accept whatever he does. I mean, that's the point. There are some things that are going to happen, and there may be some pain, but we have to motor through it, and we have to object to it, and we have to be on the watch for the bamboozling of America, the gaslighting of America, and trying to be sold a bill of goods. And fight back and take those actions. We'll send out the link for you. You want to get involved with the contacting your congresspeople on all these things, including, you know, flood the switchboard. Remember what happened with the ethics committee rules when they were going to dump that ethics committee and they changed it? It wasn't because Trump put out a tweet. Trump put out a tweet hours after they were flooded with an avalanche of calls. So we do have a power if we collectively use it. And the same thing can be done with all kinds of legislation. Yes, to a certain extent, it's not going to happen when it comes to these cabinet appointments because they have enough people in the Senate to do the confirmation. I get it. But push the pressure on anyway because you know that you're on warning, that we're watching what these people are doing and what they're saying and their actions, and you want your congresspeople to stand up, and they will be rewarded, those who do, and those who don't may not be so much. So the Republicans may switch if they see their political futures waving in the wind. That's where our power comes in. We have power if we use it. That's all I'm saying. So just keep that in mind. 347-857-4505. A few folks sending me some great cartoons. We'll post them for you because retweet them. I can't do it. They don't do justice just talking about it, and have at us. But in the meantime, let's all get on that train. Pieces ahead. Work it. Believe. Get involved. You're the Maniacs on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking Can you get? passing the night. One more condor concealed. One more tiger to paint on a stride. One more player to
America on the Amybeth Arcalicia, CCR, A Forgotten 45 for Philly and Fortunate Son, and Natalie Merchant and her Maniacs 10,000 Strong doing the Cat Stevens classic Peace Train. It is the Amybeth Arcalicia Show, Twitter feed AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, a few minutes more on our January 24th inaugural brawl edition. Franny chiming in, hey, great Oscar nominations, hope Viola makes it, Octavia great too. Good to see. Yeah, good to see some great nominations, some great movies. I haven't seen some of them, so I got to get out there and embrace some of these things. There was a time when I saw every single thing that came out. I had to, for reviewing purposes, I guess, but still, feel a little bit out of the loop, but we'll get there. Some great things to avail yourself of. Mm-hmm, indeed. So let's do our Inspiration Action Challenge Success Story. Shout out to Trisha, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. She says, writing and reading like mad these days. You got the journaling got me going. And my writing, I'm doing stories, by the way, has taken on a more greater sense of playfulness and purpose, more than I've had in years. So thank you so much for the nudge. It means a lot to my life. Well, wow, thank you, Trisha. I appreciate that. I hope it does. Keep going, because that's what it's about, to re-embrace your creativity and to kind of jumpstart it. So if the Inspiration to Action Challenge is working for you, please let me know, because I think you deserve that accolade. But also, just as importantly, you're helping to embolden and empower other people, and that's what we're all about. So let us know, and if you need that empowerment, if you need some cajoling, let's start a creativity coaching conversation. First one is always on me. It's a 20-minute to 30-minute deal. It's not a full session, but it's a session that will give you a primer on the challenge and give you some ideas of where we can go from there. Give me 2 to 3 weeks to connect because we're getting busy, but do so via the website, amybetharkawy, ARKAWY.com, easy access via the Twitter feed, or you can Google me. You'll find it. Believe me, people have. So good luck to you. Hey, while you're there, you can also chime in with your guest suggestions. We've got some great folks coming up, some musicians, some authors, etc. I think you'll enjoy them. And also big story, of course, anything you want us to cover and talk about, and the Forgotten 45s or classic tracks. Just give me that Forgotten 45 hashtag on Twitter as well. It works. And while you're at the website, hey, if you want to talk about some entertaining escapism, check out my stories, Eliza Gordon Mysteries, up for grabs from Cozy Cat Press for ebook and paperback. All there, one-stop shopping, as they say. Last couple of last-minute Twitter last-ditch tweets. Johnny Fever's Hangover, hey, great to hear you live, AB. We'll catch the back end on podcast. Love your style, love your show. Well, thank you. And Paulie, similar sentiments. You're inspiring us just with your words and music. Appreciate it. Don't forget, you can follow the Amybeth Arcalicia Show. Slew of places, BTR site, Mixcloud, new improved Mixcloud, Stitcher, iTunes, NetNow, all roads lead back to the website, amybetharcalicia.com. Also, a new outlet's coming. You can also listen on PopNet, Arts Radio Network. You know how you want to find us, you can find us, and we want to be found, indeed. Some sad news to report this early in the year, the passing of Maggie Roach. She was the eldest of the Roach sisters, the famous harmonizing trio, passed away at the age of 65. Roach has never made it, like, huge, or really big, but always had a cult following and certainly had lots of albums carved out a niche for themselves. And she said she thought it would be easier. She would have wished they would have made millions of dollars, but they still had a career. Indeed, they did, and some great harmonies. And when they were disappointed, they put together a song, this one called Big Nuttin', The Roaches, remembering Maggie Roach on the Amybeth Arcalicia Show.
Big nothing.
Rest well, the music lives on, not a big nothing at all. And yeah, every little thing, everything you think is nothing really is a big deal. That's what it's all about. Live those dreams, take one small step in the direction of your dreams, and there's no such thing as a small step. You'll get there. We'll get there together. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget, it's a 24/7 Twitter deal at AB Writes. You can also friend me on Facebook. You can follow our producer, Trudy Hart, on Twitter at Radio Trudy. Got to update that feed, Trudy, I keep telling you. And all roads lead back to the website, amybetharkawee.com. You know about where to reach us. You can do so and listen into the shows as you see fit. Thanks to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, don't worry. Keep the faith. Drive safe. Play nice. Dream big. Please come back and see us on the Amy Beth Orkowi Show. Take care, even if it is a confusing time.
Inspectors, bill collectors,
hardcore, with the main population out of hand.
So